We are Jack, a weekly podcast with the responsibility to show you, our audience, what is possible beyond bitching, complaining, and tolerating an ordinary life. Warning, you may be required to do something about it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Everything and Jack. My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirtlaw. And this is the podcast where we talk about everything.
And absolutely nothing.
Well, I tell you, we should just launch into the question today. I'm pretty excited. I love the question. I mean, there are times we have questions and then there are questions. This is a question that we can really sink our teeth into. What do women think about women?
Ooh.
Yes. And we don't care who it's from.
I was going to say, it doesn't matter. Sure, it was a woman.
It just sounds vicious, doesn't it?
I mean, we are women. And so that's very appropriate. But the question is so, like, this is an opportunity for women to actually, what do we think about other women? What do you think about me as a woman? What do I think about you as a woman? I mean, we're a diverse group. And I've got such strong opinions about women.
Yeah.
I got strong opinions about men.
I do. Well, of course, right?
Yes.
But I find that it varies. You know, I remember having a conversation with Jean-Marie one time where she really helped me to see that I have a selection process and I filter through it really, really fast, right? You know, and I find I'm more hard on women than I am men. Mm. Are you smart?
Mm.
Have you achieved things? Have you accomplished things? And that's the very first thing for me right there, determining whether or not a person is smart. And it's kind of mean and biased because there are so many different types of intelligence. But I really do look for people that have linguistic or musical intelligence and people that have achieved things in their lives.
Yes, but I want to be clear, yeah. Dr. Carrie, it's women. It's women because
Women.
Right.
Yeah. Not just people.
So, So I compare other women against myself and what I've accomplished, and then my expectations of what it means to be a woman, like my own personal expectations. And what I am really struggling with in today's society is I feel like I did it all. I worked, I raised kids, I did it all, right?
And looked great doing it.
Right?
We should have played Peggy Lee. You know, I'm a woman. I can see that.
Right. Yeah. Right. And in today's society, I feel it's one or the other. I can be a stay-at-home mom, and we've reverted back to this 1950s housewife, which is totally cool, but they can't take on working. I can only handle so much, or they're having a career and they're choosing not to have kids. And I mean, just in within my own family, it'll be things such as the house is just a mess because, well, the kids are home and that's it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go over and I'm going, I would never, ever have had people over to my house when I had kids and it'd be a mess. My parents raised me that if someone was coming over, that house was clean. When my kids were little, I picked it up 8 times a day, right? And what I find is I'm judging them for lacking.
Right.
I think that's key right there, because I really think that that's what we're all doing.
Right.
The measures might be obtained in specifics to who we are, but what we're doing is judging a lack.
A lack against myself.
Go ahead, Jean-Marie.
Yeah, I want to interject because would you have the same kind of judgment if it was a man looking after the kids with the stuff, you know, whatever?
Oh, God, no, they're men. They're right. Never going to like measure up.
Look at that guy. He's awesome. Raising kids by himself, right? Oh, and we want to help dropping off.
Oh, we help. Oh, single dad.
But the woman is like, oh, you can't handle that. Like, it would be cruel. I don't want to admit it, but I have biases too against certain like ethnicities. I do. I just admit it, that females, because I look really harsh at Asian women, for example, and Asian girlfriends of mine, I love you. You know, we've had this conversation before, right? But I'm looking and I'm like, why are you so quiet? Why are you not speaking up for yourself, right? And these are girlfriends that I've observed in relationships that I feel like they're being dominated in. And then I can hear it going off in my head. Well, Black women, we just wouldn't put up with that and blah, 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 blah. And all of my girlfriends, there's some Asian girlfriends, they're somewhat docile and cooperative and compliant. And I'm like, why didn't you say anything back? And this is the part that I really want to emphasize and why I'm not withholding this is because I then labeled all Asian women like that, just because I have three or four girlfriends since college that are Asian. And I think sometimes that's the cruelty that we impose on each other. We have like an experience with someone in a certain group or ethnicity, and now all of a sudden everyone is this way. And I heard myself say to a friend of mine, a guy once, who was dating a Asian woman, and I said, you just want her because she's going to be cooperating with you. Right. Just labeling.
Right. Right. And so if we have this question, what do other women think of other women? I mean, what would you say, like, our show is about really like making a difference, or there's something to shift in our way of thinking, because it really does hurt us as women.
It does.
Yes, for sure.
I have issues. I have an issue with very large women. Like it's immediate.
I'm over here now like, was that me?
Yeah. No, but can you see it's how I wake up in the morning.
I understand exactly what you're saying, because that's the way they are, and you don't understand it.
Right, right.
I don't understand what it means to be a large woman. And for me, there's something wrong about it. Like, you shouldn't be that way.
I'm over here like, ladies, please define large.
Bigger than me. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm bigger than both of you.
I know. You're so activated by now. Activated. But listen, it's what women, how do other women, how are they with other women? And so the thing is, what I want to make sure that I get across so people aren't writing into our show is that is my issue that actually separates me from another woman automatically. So it does take something for me to go, oh, that's what's already there. Do you see what I mean? Like,
yes. No. Taking that breath to recognize exactly what your brain is doing.
But I really feel like Amy nailed it, because it surmounts to looking at someone as limited, lacking, or wrong. Like, there's something wrong. If someone is obese, then we're not curious about how it got that way. We've already concluded you're lacking in discipline. You're lacking in self-control or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or there's a fear that I could be like that. So what do women, so I want to repeat the question is, what do women, and we're women, what do we think of other women? What do we think of each other?
I think I want to be Mother Teresa. Like, I want to be that good person.
Yeah, that's what we've got. Lacking, weak, incapable.
Oh, and so let's look at, just to try it on, like, here we are as women, what do we think of each other as women? Like, what's your experience of me as a woman? And, you know, automatically what comes up for me is, Amy's younger than me. How dare she be younger than me? Do you know, like, that's do I care whether a man is younger than me or older than me? But there's just like a very slight competition that she's younger than me. And young is good. You know, in my world, young as a woman is good. Old is not so good.
That is so shocking to me. Because I've never gotten that feeling from you.
Oh, well, I don't have that feeling other than unless I'm looking.
Yeah, well, because she doesn't let it use her. It's just there. Yeah.
No, but you would still think, though, that it would come out somehow in our conversations or something, that me being younger. I mean, I know for me, if I actually thought that about you, Dr. Carey, or you, Jean-Marie, that you were older than me, I would put you in another generation and I would probably be somewhat dismissive of your opinions because you're from a different generation, right?
But we are young for our years, right?
But what I'm saying is I haven't felt like I've received what Jean-Marie is talking about.
But I want to be clear, it's not personal. We're looking at the question, what do women think of other women? Isn't there something about women who are past a certain age that there is a difference between women at this age to that age?
Yeah, that exists in the world.
Yes.
But like getting back to what you said, like, what do we think and what do we think about each other? So you and Amy both are like measuring sticks for me. You know, I've been in classes, listeners, that Jean-Marie is instructing, facilitating. You know, I was looking at her in a class yesterday and I was like, man, she looks great. She looks hot. And look how smart she is. And she just released her latest book, right? Jean-Marie, what's the name of the book?
Awaken Your Purpose Beyond the Transaction.
See, just hearing that, right? I'm like, look what I got. So that's why I have the selection process with my friends. You know, because and the measuring stick is Jean-Marie and Amy, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not in that or don't have the potential, I tend to be somewhat dismissive. Again, it's about accomplishments. And I look at Jean-Marie, I look at you. Do I analyze you? Yeah, I can't help it. I'm a mental health professional, right? Do I have some thoughts about you? Absolutely. And I'm sure you have some about me. Amy, I have nothing about you. You're absolutely perfect in my eyes. It's just Jean-Marie.
I love her. She's the best.
Right. So
who doesn't want to hear that, right?
Yeah, right. It's a mutual admiration society show. But it may not be. It may not that we have anything because we're the select three, lucky us.
Right.
But if we were in a round table of at least 100 women, there would be a selection process for each one of us.
Yeah.
So it may not be like it's not particularly personal, Amy, about how young you are. But if I, like most of you listeners and audience, you know that I go to yoga. I've spoken about it in various different episodes. Am I going to stand next to a 21-year-old? No, I am not. I'm not. Mm-hmm. And it's not even conscious a lot of the times. I will go and stand next to someone who's maybe my age, or I'll go stand next to a male. Do you see? Like it's like a unconscious.
So, yeah, exactly. I get that.
Here's my question, because this is what I'm wondering is thinking about just what you said, just in the practice of yoga. Okay. Kennedy does yoga. She's 19.
I'm not standing next to her.
But you would. And that's exactly what's funny is you would actually go in and stand next to Kennedy because you know her.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
She wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, really?
No, I would not. No, absolutely not. I would not stand next to Gumby.
I mean, because really, it's not about the other person. A lot of the things that we're saying, it's about protecting ourselves. And women, we are the best at that. What is best for me?
That's a really good point.
Right?
Yes.
She's avoiding how standing next to Kennedy is going to make her feel.
Right. Does this question come from the aspect of just meeting somebody or somebody you've known for a long time? What do women think of other women? Is it a viewpoint of, I've just met this person and now what do I think of them? Or do we actually have an opinion, such as the three of us, of each other?
Yeah.
It's a good question to raise. What do women think of other women? How long do we have to know them for? Or is it an automatic default?
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to someone yesterday and I noticed her voice was way younger than her age bracket. We're talking about ages. And that's also, as a woman, I notice, are they the age or have they manipulated themselves to attract men? And how often did I do that? It took me years to actually be really conscious of, am I here to attract? Like, are we looking at women versus women? I don't know if it's heterosexual or gays. It's hard to look at it in the last 1 minute, but we're in that inquiry of how do our listeners, particularly our women listeners, how do they look at other women?
Yeah, I've got some data, right, that's coming from Psych Central, from Harvest Business Review. And it's referring to female aggression in competition. They did research on over 2,000 females, and there were reports of things in the workplace, competition, mistreatment by other women. One woman said, I was so excited coming in knowing that for the first time I would be reporting to another woman, and it was the worst job experience of my entire career. And then some people said that they absolutely experienced harassment from other women, either because they were too fit or too obese. Social expectations and gender differences played out in the conversation, where some women felt like because of their ethnicity or their beauty, they were being discriminated against. Then their stereotypes and representations, where people have said, I know this is happening because I'm a woman of color. So it's interesting. Yeah. All sorts of stuff.
Yes. Well, we have to end our show. We're going to have a part two, I think, of What Do Women Think of Women? It's awesome. Thank you for being with us, our friends. And I was going to say friends and animals.
Why not?
Why not? On our next show, we're going to have hot tips. Thanks for joining us. My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirtla. And this is still the podcast where we talk about everything
and absolutely nothing.